Marcus Thornton's jumper with 3.4 seconds left lifted the Kings to a 104-103 win over the Blazers last night. Blazer guard Wesley Matthews says Thornton used a DeMarcus Cousins screen to hit the game winner.
Thornton made a right, he made a good read. You know, he rather than coming all the way, I thought he was going to come all the way up the screen and then it's going to be one on one, but you know, he came up the screen. Cousins, yeah, got a good, pretty good hit, and he curled it.
Matthews buried 8 three-pointers as part of a 31-point game for Portland. They've now dropped 4 of their last 5. J.J. Hickson, by the way, who was released recently by the Kings, finished with 10 points and 13 rebounds in the loss. Elsewhere, Miami down New York. Lakers needed OT to get by Dallas. Charlotte fell to Boston. Overtime for Chicago to beat Detroit. Orlando beat Cleveland. Atlanta lost to Toronto. New Orleans better than Memphis. And Denver defeated Houston. Portland is in Phoenix tonight, a game you'll be able to hear right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. 7 o'clock tip-off, and don't expect them to be playing a lot of their starters a lot of minutes. They've pretty much said goodbye to their playoff hopes. Last night's loss leaves them 4.5 games behind the number 8 playoff spot with just 5 games to go. Portland has instead decided to audition a pair of young point guards. Team officials say Nolan Smith and Johnny Flynn will both see considerable playing time in the team's final games as they look to make choices for next season. One other note in the NBA yesterday, LeBron James collected 29 points and 10 rebounds as the Heat clinched the Southwest Division title with their win over the Knicks. Oregon State football coach Mike Riley says his team needs a field leader, and he has some suggestions. Riley believes that guys like Marcus Wheaton and Brandon Cooks have the type of magnetic personality that could be the starting point for leadership. He says they're tough, and football players respect tough. The Beavers have had 7 of their 15 spring practices. Turning to the major leagues, winners yesterday were Miami, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, Atlanta, St. Louis, Arizona, Pittsburgh, and the Dodgers, while Toronto, Boston, Cleveland, Detroit, Texas, Seattle, and the Yankees picked up AL wins. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.